This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do me a favor. Lay out your argument again. I do want to get into this Steelers game, if it even means anything. And Filippone said something yesterday. Did you catch that?
No.
Filippone said, I just had it.
You want to buy time for you?
Yeah, buy me 5 seconds.
All right. So what we're trying to do here is it's been a week, for those of you who have just joined us, in that... You know, the Joe Flacco trade, which then led to the Shedeur Sanders situation. Does he move up to the number 2 quarterback? And not only has it been a week in that regard, but it's almost been a first, goodness, since the minute they drafted Shedeur Sanders. And they had him in a quarterback competition, if you want to call it a pseudo quarterback competition, whatever you'd like, because there's been no communication on any of these things to see who the starting quarterback was. And fans of Shedeur Sanders have felt jaded and slighted. And at least, again, I might be projecting here on this, and we've been accused of a lot of horrendous things on this air, and I just wanted to take a deep breath and look at this from their perspective and realize, am I wrong? Am I seeing this differently? And it all spurred because, for those of you who have seen the show Ted Lasso, there's a great scene where he plays darts, and it popped up on my YouTube feed yesterday because, you know, the algorithm knows what the hell you're looking for. And I watched it, and he had the Walt Whitman quote in there of, be curious, not judgmental. And I went, that's what I need to do with this, is come in and be curious and not judgmental as to why people are as upset and jaded and proceeding to almost, you know, feel like they're backed into a corner and they need to grab the nearest sharp objects and start stabbing as hard as they can and as rapidly as possible. And so I'm coming to all of them and say, help me. I'm curious. I'm not going to be judgmental. If I ask you a question back, it's merely out of curiosity because I want to understand why you feel the way you feel and why you think that me, Andy, Jeff, the afternoon show, the morning show, Jake Volnick at night, the weekend, Daryl, why you believe that these people are all gaslighting you, why you believe people...
I've never been accused of gaslighting the situation. I've always been down there. Why, have you seen people go, Baskin saying this? That's not true.
No, all of us in general have been lumped in saying that we're gaslighting people.
I
want to understand why you think that is the case to maybe just clear this all up.
All right.
So I'm coming in. I'm curious.
Can I change the tune here for 1 second? Here, listen.
Please.
Filippone said yesterday, and I'm not trying to take away from what you're saying, Filippone said, there's absolutely no way the Steelers lose to the Browns on Sunday. That's Andrew Filippone from our sister station over in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Local talking head spews.
No, the best part about it is Steeler fan coming back at him.
Saying,
why are you saying that? What are you doing? Are you insane? You realize how many years these two teams have split? It's just hard to win. Everybody wins at home in this series lately. Right.
Well, what is it? I saw the Browns haven't won a playoff game in Pittsburgh since, I think, 2002?
No, we won. Remember, that was the last game they won, was in Pittsburgh. It's the only game they
was
won since 99.
So I did
Pittsburgh.
See that incorrectly.
The okay. snap over the head. Remember that? Stefanski wasn't there. Remember?
Yeah.
It was during COVID.
Playoff game.
Yeah, it was a playoff game.
Right. You're talking
about
playoff
game. Oh, you're talking about regular season
Correct.
Game.
Regular yeah. season game. They haven't won in Pittsburgh since 2002 in okay. the in a non-playoff game.
Yeah, that sounds right. So it's what the series has always been. When I was a kid, they couldn't win at Three Rivers. Now they can't win. It'd be great if they win on Sunday.
It's also you know a crime why? It's no longer
because
called
Because if you look at I'm like, no one thought they were ever going to beat the Packers. Did anyone think the Giants were winning last night?
No.
Did you think the Giants were winning?
No.
No. Not at all.
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't watch a single snap of that
Oh,
game.
It was a good game. It was fun. Jackson Dart looked like the real deal yesterday. Everybody in this country is going, oh, did we pass on Jackson Dart?
I'm not yanking that thread.
He looked good, man.
I got enough drama. I got enough problems. I got enough yelling.
But my favorite part of it was they threw Jackson Dart in the concussion tent, or in the tent, right, to check him for a concussion. And he comes back, and you know, Dable's like a big brother to him, and he's giving him hugs, and he slaps him in the head. I'm like, what are you doing? He was just getting checked out for a concussion. You're slapping him in the head. What are you doing?
I've never understood that in football to begin with.
What, to slap somebody on the head?
Exactly.
But
again, I'm not yanking it there. Andy, my house is flooding. I'm not going to light it on fire thinking that's going to solve the problem.
That's true. Entertainment, you've been good this week. What do you got, entertainment? What do you got for us?
Well, I just want to tell you guys this. You know, I'm just being real, so real with y'all. Sometimes you just got to say, hi, and let the boys play football. Because at the end of the day, I've been watching football.
I'm sorry about that. That was my wife, man. please just stop entertaining.
I was wondering where you were going with that. Go ahead, yes.
I don't know. Hey, but check it out, though. It's right in front of us. This has been a revolving door from the Cleveland Browns for, like, what, 20-something plus years that I've been watching football. You can see what's going on here. The Haslams, they want Sanders to play. Trust and believe this, right? These moves are being made not for Stefanski to be here at the end of the year. What's going to happen is that Stefanski, and I can see it coming, he's going to get fired at the end of the year, and the next head coach is going to be able to bring along Sanders. And I can see it happening. I can literally just taste
it. What's the next head coach going to do with the quarterback they draft next year in the first round?
I just like yesterday, I was telling you, all right? It's entertainment. The fans want entertainment. What's more better than asking Deion to come and play and be the head coach for the Cleveland Browns? How much of that would be entertainment?
Would you put your house up for sale? If somebody said up to you, listen, hey, man, how much do you believe that Deion Sanders is going to be the head coach of this team?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying entertain the fact that can you imagine the juice, the energy that Deion would bring? You know what I'm getting at?
I mean,
you just imagine.
I mean, yes. You imagine him. I get entertainment. The problem I have with making that move, man, is the fact that I don't know if Deion Sanders is going to coach past this year because of his health. He's already talking that he was about to miss this game because he had a health issue.
Right. You know, okay. The same thing with Myles Garrett. When he got his shirt on, he's hurt. When he got his shirt off, he can play. Okay? That's the same thing with Deion. Okay?
Have you seen the surgery?
Andy,
I'm with you, man. But, I mean, Deion.
I heard you yesterday, Andy.
Yes. What did I say yesterday?
And I've been watching that. When Myles Garrett got his shirt on, he's under the weather. When he got it off, he's a monster. So what I'm getting at is Deion's prime time, okay, when he starts tasting that prime time, he forgets about being ill.
Do you know how serious this stuff is going on with Deion? It's super serious.
Yeah.
It's super serious. I agree. But, I mean, at some point, Deion's going to say, my health. And that's, I think, wish for anybody.
But who's next? So who can mimic Deion Sanders?
You want John Gruden
as the head coach?
You want John Gruden?
You know what? Bring him along. Even though he did have that one year when he was talking that racist stuff.
Yeah, that's not good.
Locker room.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, that's a bad move.
What I'm getting at.
Yeah, I hear you.
But we definitely, Andy, we need some fire. Every time Stefanski speaks, I ask myself, why did I get married? Every time this guy he speaks. It's just unbelievable. The guy has no fire. I mean, he doesn't even give us a little bit of a taste of what's going on.
Well, hey, all right, entertainment, we got to roll. Thank you, appreciate it. Have a good weekend. We will hopefully be entertained by Kevin Stefanski just after 1 o'clock today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll see. I've gone into these press conferences. I mean, this is the lowest of low expectations that you could ever have in anything in life. Like I used to joke with my buddies. You remember when the movie MacGruber came out?
Yeah, MacGruber.
And we all looked at each other and went, this looks like the stupidest thing I'm ever going to watch in my life. And we went and saw it in the theater. And we all realized that we walked in going, if this thing even has a plot, we'll be thrilled. That's how I feel about Stefanski press conferences when it comes to a level of knowledge or entertainment that comes out of all of it, because that's where I am. I have no expectations with this. I don't know if he's going to announce a quarterback. I don't know if he's not going to announce a quarterback. I don't know what he's going to. I can guarantee he's not going to give it up right in the beginning. I can guarantee you that a reporter is going to have to ask him, so who's your backup quarterback this week if Dylan Gabriel gets hurt? Yeah, we're evaluating every, you know, it's just, we know he's going to be coy about these things and all that, because again, behind him is a Mars rock that could power the entire planet, and he can't let anybody know that they have this rock that could power the entire planet.
All right, 60 seconds with Tom. 60 seconds, Tom, go ahead.
How are you, Tom?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Definitely like what the previous caller said. You know, our questions about Shedeur Sanders, let's face it, we all watched the draft together. We all watched Barry and Stefanski high five, hug. But when it came to round five, they looked like two deers in the headlights. They did not want that pick. That was a mercy pick. That was called a Haslam pick. And God forbid, if Shedeur Sanders hits the field, running, playing great, it's going to cost Stefanski to lose his job.
So,
number one.
Can I push back on this point, if you don't mind, Tom? A little bit?
Yeah.
Why would that cost Stefanski to... Why would success cause someone to lose someone's job?
It isn't the success of the team. It's the success of a quarterback that you could have started. Before Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel is Stefanski and Barry's guy. That's what it is. And God forbid, a pick five, round five quarterback comes in with first round talent, and all the fans, including you guys, what if Shedeur goes out there, okay, lights it up? Then the conversation's going to be, why did this guy start week one?
That's what I ask about Bo Jackson every week when I watch Ohio State. Why didn't he play against Texas?
But it's a relatively, or at least, again, and I could be off, but wouldn't your answer just be, well, because he needed time to adapt to what Kevin Stefanski was looking for in an offense to succeed, or time for the organization to build an offense that would fit around him. Like, this feels like a circular conversation that we're having in all of this, where everybody's logic is the correct logic. Like, I that's the part I don't understand, is why you think a coaching staff would be like, no, don't play. What?
Brian Anderson next, Baskin and Phelps with Dan Manigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.